When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
When you go out to a nice restaurant and sit down to order a meal, do you automatically look to make sure there's a salt shaker on the table? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. High intake of table salt is bad for older adults due to side effects which can cause fluid retention, increased heart rate, stroke, kidney disease, and cognitive impairment. The recommended limit is 1 teaspoon daily. Our bodies need a little bit of salt to survive, but the amount we eat is far more than what is required. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
A Morro Bay teen killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash Friday night. And Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. Details on those stories and more coming up. Sunny skies ahead today with highs in the upper 80s. It's currently cloudy and 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A 15-year-old Morro Bay boy was killed and three others injured on Highway 1 near Harmony on Friday night. At about 11:16 p.m., an 18-year-old Cambria man was driving a 2010 Chevrolet Camaro when the vehicle struck a guardrail and an asphalt curb. The Camaro traveled down an embankment, struck a large rock, and overturned. The two passengers in the back seat, the 15-year-old Mauro Bateen and a 17-year-old Cambria girl, were not wearing seat belts and were ejected from the car. The Mauro Bateen died at the scene, and the 17-year-old suffered major injuries. The driver suffered minor injuries, and a third passenger, a 19-year-old Paso Robles woman, suffered moderate injuries. CHP says they do not suspect the driver was impaired by drugs or alcohol. Highway 1 in both directions was closed following a crash, reopening later at 4 a.m. Saturday morning. CHP is continuing to investigate the crash. Paso Robles City Council will hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Paso Robles City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. Currently, only non-storefront medicinal cannabis delivery is allowed in the city. Amendments would also establish a cannabis regulatory permit in place of the previously used conditional use permit. The new language for the municipal code would also eliminate the previously proposed cap of 3 cannabis businesses in the city. The hearing will be held in the next regular meeting for the Paso Robles City Council, that is tomorrow, August 18th at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Templeton CSD is seeking a minimum of 2 interested community members to serve on the Measure A Oversight Committee. The committee requires 3 members, and they currently only have 1. The purpose of the committee is to independently review and inform the public and Templeton CSD Board of Directors of the expenditures and revenues of Measure A. Measure A is a special annual tax to fund Templeton Fire and Emergency Services 24/7 staffing. The committee meets twice per year or on an as-needed basis, and typically during regular business hours. Committee members need to reside within Templeton CSD boundaries. Interested applicants should submit an application by September 7th, 2026, and members are anticipated to be selected at the September 15th CSD board meeting. Paso Robles Public Works released its weekly project report on Friday, detailing traffic control measures and the progress of major projects. For the Creston Road improvements, the contractor continues to work on underground utility and curb ramps at various locations. Rolling Hills Road remains closed to through traffic, and traffic control is in place on Creston from Orchard to Niblick at various points. Pedestrian improvements continue on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street. Improvements to the sidewalk are underway and expected to continue for a few weeks. Residents will always have access to their homes and businesses remain open. Commerce Way will receive a full-width pavement rehabilitation between Sherwood and Scott Street. Traffic control is in place on Commerce Way through December. Cuesta and Allen Hancock Colleges are kicking off the 26-27 school year today. Cuesta College is launching a new 16-week semester format along with block scheduling. Campus officials also say there is nearly a 4% increase in enrollment compared to fall of 2025. Meanwhile, Allen Hancock College will be welcoming students with booth displays from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. today. Students will be able to stop by the booths and ask questions, get help finding classes, and get free snacks and coffee. Cal Poly students are also getting ready for the new school year. Classes for the Mustangs begin on Monday, August 24th. The Paso Robles City Library will be closed tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for staff training. The City Hall and building lobby will be open at their regular time at 8 a.m. and then once again from 1 to 7 p.m. In sports, the Padres blanked the Guardians 5-0. The Rockies beat the Giants 13-7. Royals over the Bengals 3-0. Brewers got by the Dodgers 6-2. And the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Today, Padres are at the New York Mets. The Dodgers are at the Colorado Rockies. In California news, turn the page, Chad. There we go. The U.S. Department of Energy announced it has awarded $271 million to help support Diablo Canyon Power Plant's extended operation. In April, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved a 20-year license extension to the power plant's two reactors. A lawsuit filed by California and multiple other states against Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, may go to trial this week. The lawsuit alleges Meta contributes to youth mental health crisis by knowingly and deliberately designing features that get children addicted to its platforms. Meta has already lost two cases over harms to children and teens this year. And California lawmakers killed a bill that would have allowed grizzly bears to be reintroduced to California. The Assembly Appropriations Committee spiked the bill, SB 1305, and did not discuss it nor take it to the public testimony. KPRL Local News has been brought to you in part by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer, Josh Linville, has a snapshot of where fertilizer markets stand today and what to expect heading into 2027.
The biggest story is still the Strait of Hormuz. Former Secretary of State Pompeo, he actually came out and said something we've been talking a lot about. He thinks that the Iranians are going to drag this thing out until the midterms. And I fully agree. That has an impact on the elections. And if they can sway this to the Democrat side, Trump spends the next 2 years just trying to fend off the tags the entire time. But the thing is, stinks. A lot of your nitrogen, a lot of your phosphate goes to that body of water. It's a huge impact. You know, still watching China, still watching Russia-Ukraine war. Things are quiet right now in the fertilizer markets, and I'm not sure how much longer that lasts. I've been warning folks, enjoy it while it's here. I think things are about to break loose.
Linville says a buying wave is on the horizon, driven by Brazil running behind its three-year import average, which he expects to kick off increased demand in the global marketplace. World Dairy Expo is bringing its virtual farm tours back in 2026, marking 25 years of giving attendees a behind-the-scenes look at innovative dairy operations. This year, the program will feature three farms, one from Washington, one from Michigan, and one from Texas. The virtual tours will showcase management strategies, technology, sustainability, practices, genetics, and other approaches that are helping each operation succeed. The World Dairy Expo runs September 29th through October 2nd in Madison, Wisconsin.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Hi, this is Steven Snyder from Moreland, Wyoming. Farmers in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming are cutting another high-quality Moravian barley crop that will eventually become Coors Banquet and Coors Light beer for customers to enjoy. Bill Coors once said, "Beer is made in the barley field, because if you don't get good barley, you can't make good beer." Molson Coors wishes everyone a safe and bountiful harvest.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. It is time for Food and Farm News, brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Fusarium stem rot and decline, commonly known as FRD, affects the water and nutrient-carrying vascular portions of processing tomato plant stems and canopies. Eventually, vines began to decline, collapsing and exposing the fruit to the sun, leading to potential sunburn. As experts learn more about the relatively new fungal disease, they say variety selection is key to reducing potential yield losses. Crop rotation and equipment sanitation are also important in managing Fusarium stem rot and decline, though to lesser extents. Rotating to a non-host crop can help reduce the pathogens in the soil, but are not popular because many of the alternatives are unprofitable. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Estate planning in Morro Bay, across from the post office. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic on KPRL is being brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Well, the highway patrols report that the highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic on KPRL has been brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. North County weather on KPRL is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton at 434-3276. We're looking for sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds from 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny once again with highs in the low to mid 90s and winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, partly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s. Sunny a week from today with highs in the upper 80s. Currently, it is cloudy and 56 degrees. Weather on KPRL has been brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street in Templeton. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 725.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed with the Dow losing ground, the NASDAQ up, and the S&P flat. Investors are monitoring developments in the Middle East. Crude oil prices remain elevated. However, after last week's cooler readings on consumer prices and retail sales, Reuters says most economists surveyed expect interest rates to remain unchanged next month and through the end of the year. The New York Fed's Empire State Manufacturing Survey for this month is upbeat, indicating factories in that region are operating at the strongest levels in about 4 years. The U.S. Navy is awarding RTX's Raytheon a $22.9 billion contract to boost output of the Tomahawk missile, and another group of SpaceX early investors will be allowed to cash out this Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Duringer, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental and Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us here on the Monday edition on The Right Choice. All right, what's up, folks, or docs, whatever, or docettes, depending on however you identify. Let's see here, a little update from last hour on vehicle. The 65 Mustang, his mom sold it, or they sold it, for $400 in 1980. $400. Okay.
Man, he lost a lot of money on that one.
Well, his mom did, or dad. A 65 Ford Mustang typically costs now between $20,000 and $60,000, depending on the body style, engine, and condition.
Yeah.
Brand new, a hardtop coupe, 65 Mustang, was $2,427.
Wow.
Well, $400 is $400. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chad and Kevin.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh. That's the first mistake I've ever made in my whole life.
Yeah. That's right. Kevin. You're the boss.
Well, I'm glad I could be the one to point it out.
Yeah, me too. You made my day. Okay, do you want to know about the Great Pyrenees or you just want to talk nonsense?
Yes.
Well, both yes on that. I did find out that they're also used to smuggle contraband because they can go through terrain that humans can't get through.
Hmm.
Well, people can do that too. Anyway, the Great Pyrenees, they're very, very gentle animals.
Huh.
We had a Great Pyrenees, Molly, that lived till she was 15.
Wow.
And that is very, very unusual. She went over the rainbow about 3-4 years ago, and I still miss her like crazy because she was a rescue. Our son had her. My husband went to their ranch, and Molly leaned against my husband, and he said he fell in love.
That's how it took.
You're right. You know how you men are. Anyway, they come from the mountains between France and Spain, and they're known as gentle giants. And their coat is so thick, because they're used to the cold weather. And their job, Kevin, is they work all night protecting the herd. So that dog that you see in the morning is doing its job. And then they sleep all day.
Oh, okay. So they're related to cats.
Yeah. Well, they could be. And they love cats, and cats love them. But usually it's a 10 to 12-year lifespan. So we had Molly extra. You know, she was pretty special.
How heavy was yours?
She was about 125. The males reach 100 plus, and the females reach about 85 pounds plus. But Molly was, she was pretty big. But the, we babysit Komodo, who is two. He is a Great Pyrenees, and he weighs, I think, about 130.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, but they're thick coat. They're used to that cold weather, but they will protect the herd, and you're right, they will kill to protect the herd.
How are they with strangers?
Great. They're lovable. They're the sweetest animals. They love people. They love cats. They love dogs. They're so easygoing, and they're patient. They have a lot of patience. Kids can crawl all over them. They're really very special.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, they are nice-looking dogs.
They're beautiful. Yeah, they're really beautiful. Yeah, we're so glad that we babysit this Komodo, who is a couple of years old. And we have other animals, other dogs. And we have lots of cats. But Great Pyrenees, I call them greats, they're very, very special. They some wander at night. Komodo doesn't. Molly did. And Molly barked all night. And Komodo doesn't. He'll bark a little bit, you know, at the beginning of when the sun goes down. And you hear them every once in a while doing a little bark. But they are a protector. So don't try and take their cattle or their sheep or their goats or their family.
No,
yeah, they're very gentle.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for the bio on the dog.
Oh, you're most welcome. Anytime, Kevin and Chad.
Thank you. So just real quick, I would guess that there's a lot of upkeep with their fur.
Well, they should be brushed every day, yes. Yeah, and the grooming, a lot of groomers don't like to groom them because they are so much work. You're right, Chad. But but brushing them daily is pretty good. And we had, for instance, like about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, Komodo had those real sharp, what are those called? Burrs, or and he swallowed it, and there was one stuck in his stomach, so he had to have surgery. So that's one negative about them, that they do carry, you know, they'll pick up a half a tree onto their coat and drag it along, practically. But they get those foxtails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and poor Komodo went through that surgery, but he came out smelling like a rose. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, very special animals. So,
all right. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome. Make it a great Monday.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. In the 70s, sheep farmers in particular in the United States began employing the livestock guardian dogs to protect their flocks from predators, particularly coyotes, black bears, but also cougars and grizzly bears.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing. Now, what some of the factors that influenced the move to help the livestock survive with, you know, these guardian dogs is federal restrictions on the use of poisons to control predators.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a survey going back in the 80s that of survey of 400 farmers employing 763 livestock guardian dogs found that 57% of them use the Great Pyrenees because they are outstanding at doing what they do. That's a pretty amazing animal. Pretty amazing animal. I still will keep my distance, even though she said that they're friendly and they like people. Just ain't doing well. You should do that with any dog because you don't know. You don't know. He doesn't bite.
Does your dog bite? That is not my dog.
He only bites people he don't like. Okay? Cabish? Cabish. All right. Let's see here. And we got the Mustang. We got the Pyrenees. And this one comes up. Oh, I have to go back. This is kind of fun. On the text. My first car was a 1970-ish Honda 350-ish. This was in 1980. And I'm a girl. It was embarrassing riding that to school. Girls don't ride motorcycles back then, but my dad insisted that we, his five daughters, would be licensed to ride motorcycles. I got my motorcycles license the same time I got my license to drive a car. Now, I've got a... that is for a dad to... Do any parents want their kids riding a motorcycle?
No, mine certainly did not want me riding one.
Well, my dad offered. Because he wanted to up the life insurance. He says, you want a motorcycle? Good. We're going to, your mother and I are going to invest in more insurance because we want to retire at a young age. Of course, wow. He was being sarcastic, believe it or not.
Or was he?
Well, not so sure.
Just know that's kind of cool that all five daughters had to learn to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. If you're stranded someplace and the only thing you could get out with it was be a motorcycle, it'd be handy to know how to handle one.
Okay, this is unscientific, absolutely unscientific. But I am convinced, and I don't know why I'm convinced. So I have no way to answer this.
Okay,
I believe if a kid rides a dirt bike at a young age, for example. Brian and his buddy started when they were about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they become better rider, better drivers. Because I think they realize and they learn the dangers.
Yeah, and you have to pay attention.
Right, particularly after you fall a couple of times.
Yeah,
you realize when
that hurts.
when I do stupid things and so forth and so on. And again, I can't prove it, and there's probably people will say, Kevin, you're out of, well, that's good. That's just an old hunch. Okay. Let's see here. Let those dogs loose in Congress. I let them loose in Congress, city council meetings, school board meetings, yeah. Just bring them in and boom. I identify as a Great Pyrenees. that's what you do when you run into a grizzly bear or a mountain lion. Just tell them. You're a Great Pyrenees, and you should win the fight, or the mountain lion will, you know, turn around once they find out that you identify as a Great Pyrenees, or your head's going to get eaten off, either one.
So far, no one has survived to report on that.
So, maybe it's best you don't try it.
Excuse me, sir. I identify as a Great Pyrenees.
Excuse me, Mr. Grizzly.
You must go.
Yeah, did you know? Okay, let's see here. From that to this, to more serious stuff. Okay, and I'm trying to find out on this. On Friday, Kenny mentioned the fact that somebody, several people were running for school boards, and I don't remember any of their names, but there was one who said that the county clerk recorder's office returned or told him to change because, you know, in the election guides, you know, they say, you know, I'm a, you know, whatever you did or do for a living, I'm an insurance agent, and I'm married. I got, you know, et cetera. They do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, again, this is from Friday, and you're listening to it, so you only hear it once, that the guy that's running here in Paso said or put down on his form or whatever that he was a father of four. And again, apparently he was told that he couldn't use the word father, that he had to use the term parent.
No.
I'm trying to find out if there's any specific law in California that says that, because that should be challenged. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The prettiest dog we ever had was a Great Pyrenee, Lucy. And she was so friendly, the little kids would pet her. And I took her to the grand opening of the Dog Bone, and she was stood right there. And when they put the links up for showing the Dog Bone opening, there was me with Lucy. Prettiest dog we ever had, and just friendly and beautiful. We loved her.
Nice.
Anyway, Chad, good to hear your voice.
Thanks, Herb. Back at you.
Take care.
You too.
Was that about him or the dog?
Yes.
Okay. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Let's see here. The idea that California or other states have banned everyday words like father or mother comes from a mix-up over legal and school updates. Lawmakers sometimes use gender-neutral words like parent or guardian in official text forms to include all types of families, such as same-sex partners or adoptive parents. These updates do not ban anyone from using regular words. Well, if that is the case, then if this is the case, why would he be denied saying father? I'm just going to guess here, when you were growing up and when you called mother or father, it was either mom or dad.
Yeah.
It wasn't, hey, parent.
No.
I'm guessing if I would have said parent, I probably would have gotten slapped.
Or they would have thought you were strange.
Or being a smart aleck.
Yeah. Yes.
All the above.
Exactly.
Hello,
my parent.
Hey, parent.
No, that wouldn't have flown.
Hey, parent, can you give me $5 to go to the movie? No, that's not that, not in a Will household. You get the bar of soap. The bar of soap.
Well, my grandfather on my dad's side insisted that we call him grandfather, not grandpa. He was not a grandpa. He was a grandfather. So what would he be, grandparent now?
Yeah. So he didn't even like gramps?
Nope. Grandfather and grandmother. Although when he wasn't around, I called my grandmother grandma.
I'd be an old lady.
She was happy for the company.
No, it was Nana.
She had butterscotch candies, of course.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. God, I haven't had that. It was Nana and Gramps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was it, Nana and Gramps. That was it. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
This KPRL news update is being brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A Morro Bay teen killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash on Friday night. And pass the Rumble City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have these stories and more coming up. Weather-wise, we are looking for mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently, it is cloudy and 57 degrees. This KPRL local news update was brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The 60-day ceasefire deal with Iran expires today. President Trump with some advice for Iran.
The president told Fox News Iran should raise the white flag of surrender. He went on to say, I have no time schedule. I'm not in a hurry. The president indicating that the U.S. naval blockade is continuing to put new economic pressure on the Iranian regime.
The president tells Fox's Trey Yinks they're good poker players, but they're dying. Nashville and Heroes actress and singer Hayden Panettiere has died suddenly at age 36. TMZ reports paramedics responded to a cardiac call at her South Carolina home. Panettiere leaves an 11-year-old daughter with Ukraine boxer Vladimir Klitschko. America is listening to Fox News.
Back
to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds today are early, and then some sunshine with some high clouds. Highs in the upper 80s. A couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, but warmer, mid-90s on your Tuesday. As we head to Wednesday, expect temperatures in the upper 90s. Same on Thursday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s Sunday. Back to upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:24 a.m., 7:51 p.m. We're at 57. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving right along here on The Right Choice at 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All righty, let's make a deal. Monty, Monty, Monty. It's coming up, Paso Robles, and let's see here. Hidden Treasures, you'll find. It's coming this Saturday, the 22nd, from 9:03 in the City Park. They have a kids' flea market and a whole lot more, family-friendly. So go on down there, and for more information, you can go to info@PasRobles.org. Again, that's this Saturday in the downtown City Park. Also, from time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event or an ongoing event, please let us know. You can email Kevin at KPRL, or excuse me, reception at KPRL.com. If you want to spend $70 to put it in the mail, you can do so, or risk getting a speeding ticket on Spring Street and having the bumpy roads here 32nd at Oak. So, but get it to us ASAP. First come, first serve. And if it's an ongoing, we put it in rotation, as you hear many organizations do that. But get it in. If you got something coming up in November, get it in now. Don't wait. All right. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL, it is time for
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. One block north of the park, and they've got free parking, folks. How about that? We have leading off today Brian Nutt, Christina Venturini, Leanna Dea, that's Klaus Soundy, something that's close. Sarah Stewart, Karen DeHong, Ephraim Zambrano, Gene Grogan, Chase Kaler, Maureen Herrera, Nick Gilman, Bonnie Sackett and Betancourt, Laura Lakai, Art and Betty Barrett, and Kristen and Marie Gardner. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, let's see, who do we have? Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. 1786, Alamo, 1836. One of the greatest ever. Mae West, 1893, 1980. Her Nibs singer, Georgia Gibbs, 1919, 2006. Maureen O'Hara, 1920. She passed away in 2015. Francis Gary Power, the U-2 pilot, shot over the Soviet Union. 1927, he was killed in a helicopter crash in 1977. Johnny Kerr, basketball, 1932, 2009. Jim Davenport, you Giant fans will remember him. Jim was born in 33, died in 2016. The Boog, John Boog Powell, with the Orioles and the Indians, 1941. President Trump's biggest fan, Robert De Niro, 1943. Let's see here. Also on the list we have a very good tennis player, Guillermo Vias, 1952. Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's, 1958. Sean Penn, he's a good actor, 1960. John Gruden, overrated coach of the Raiders and Bucks, 1963. And let's see, who else do we have on the list here? Ed McCaffrey, he was a good wide receiver.
Yes, he was.
You remember him.
Number 87, Denver Broncos.
Yeah, he was. He was born in 1968. His son's not too bad. No. A lot of people don't like this guy, but like it or not, he is was one of the greatest college basketball players of all time. Duke's Christian Laettner. Just look up the numbers. He was born in 1969. Donnie Wahlberg, New Kids on the Block, 1969. Jim Courier, good tennis player, 1970. Oh, catcher for the Yankees, Jorge Posada, 1971. Yeah, he's a good ball player. Also on the list we have. That is it. All right, pass it away on this day. Ray Chapman. Who's Ray Chapman? Well, he was in the head by Carl Mays of the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And he was the first player mortally wounded during a game. And that was back in 1920. Also, one of my mom's favorite, Pearl Bailey, 1990. Ira Gershwin, lyricist, 1983. I Love Lucy's Vivian Vance, 1979. And that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today.
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
You were wonderful tonight.
I'm always wonderful at night.
I wonder what kind of a woman you really are.
Too bad, but I can't give out samples. I'll just come up sometime, see me.
The one and only, she was way ahead of her time.
Indeed.
Way ahead of her time. As a matter of fact, she was, by the way, she's very, very, very dedicated to her mother. And she was very astute with business. She invested in a lot of Southern California real estate way back when, and she made a ton of money. Now, her controversies over censorship, there's just some classic things, and I've got a couple of the recordings back in the studio there. And again, when you go back and listen, look, this was in 1933 she was doing this stuff. You go, I mean, it is, you know, for the time, risque. However, she was, again, frequently associated with controversies over censorship, and she once stated, "I believe in censorship." The reason? Because she made a fortune out of it. You know, the public that back then, or the, let's just say the mucky mucks, oh, this is terrible, the public loved it.
Backfired on them.
It did, although she was banned on radio for X amount of years, but again, she capitalized on it, and it worked for her well, worked for her very well. A legend. Mae West goes to the top of the list.
This KPRL local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. A Morro Bay teen killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash. And the Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult use cannabis. Those stories and more coming up. Weather-wise, we are looking for sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently, it's cloudy and 58 degrees. This local news update has been brought to you by Mars Mega Storage for your
RV, boats, household, and commercial items, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call 467-3200 or marsmegastorage.com.
You might be able to find it online somewhere, but she had these interactions with the ventriloquist Edgar Bergen and the Charlie McCarthy character. Absolutely just classic stuff. All right, Mae West, she passed away in 1980 at the age of 87. Not forgotten at all. This hour, the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.